Yechezkel Perik Mem Vav Pasuk Vav Leinish Masmarino HaRav Avram Nisanel Ben Rav Shlomo Refuah Shlema for those who need Refuah Shlema, and for Zechus for Klal Yisrael and particularly Bnei Eretz Yisrael at a time when they sorely need it. We were talking about the Nasi bringing a special karbonos, and he goes in the Nasi's gate and out the Nasi's gate on special days, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. It's a concession for the Nasi that, unlike most areas of halacha where the leaders don't get special treatment, except Melech Beis David, who can sit in the Beis HaMikdash unlike anybody else, even the Kohen Gadol. But generally, as Rabbi Beryl Wein once said, there's no special Shulchan Aruch just for rabbis. Shulchan Aruch is for everybody. The Nasi here gets a special gate. The Nasi Beis David. Uviyam HaChodesh Par Ben Bakor Tmimim. And on Rosh Chodesh, he brings an ox, or oxen, unblemished, v'sheshes kivasim, again different from the shnei kivasim that we're used to, six lambs, v'ayil, and a ram, tmimim yihiyu, all of them unblemished, zayin ve'efa lapor ve'efa lo'ayil yasem mincha, the mincha will be an efa for the ox, and an efa for the sheep, for the ram, v'la kivasim, but for the lambs, kasher tasig yado. Some leaders are misers. Some leaders are spendthrifts. There's no maximum for what a Jew can give in this case. There is a minimum. If there's blemishes, that's not permitted. There's a kind of minimal status, acceptability. But maximum, there's no limit to beauty and to generosity. Do as you see fit. B'shem en hin lo eifa. And one hin of oil per epha, again, different from the biblical numbers. But now a very, very important lesson indeed. Ches uvavo ha-nasi derech ulam ha-sha'ar yavo uvedarko yetze. Now when the Nasi comes in on these days, repeating what we've been saying on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, when Klal Yisrael is not commanded to appear in the Beis HaMikdash along with him, so then he uses the special gate. The special vestibule of the gate that he comes in, the Shar HaNasi, is the one that he goes out. But, Tes Uvevo Am Ha'aretz Lifnei Hashem Ba'moadim. When it comes to the Yomim Tovim, where hundreds of thousands of Jews attend the Beis HaMikdash, and they're all flocking to the Azara, and it will be again, God willing, may it be again soon. It must be a sight to see. Haba derech shar tzafon lishtachavos. Any individual who comes through the northern gate, enters by way of the north gate to bow, to prostrate himself, yetze derech shar negev, shall depart in the opposite side, by the southern gate, the south gate. Haba derech shar negev, yetze derech shar tzafona. And whoever comes in through the south gate departs through the north gate, not the one he came from. You don't just come in, bow down, spin around, and go right back out again. You proceed through the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash as a mark of respect. Sometimes somebody gets an aliyah coming to the Torah. He comes up one side of the bima, and then he goes away by the other side of the bima and walks around. And the Pasuk emphasizes, Lo yashuv derech hashar asher bavo. He should not return by way of the same gate that he came in. Ki nichecho yetze. He has to go out by that which is opposite it, always moving forward, always proceeding in. The idea here is if we did not have this pasuk in the length that it is, we would think, okay, it's a traffic pattern. Everybody comes in one way door, everybody goes out the other way door. It keeps people moving. There's so many thousands of people bumping into each other. So everybody comes in the south gate and leaves by the north gate. It's all one direction of traffic. It's a great way to be efficient. But the Nach is telling us here that every Jew comes in any old how, any gate he comes in from all directions, but spends time in the Azara as a mark of respect, but goes the long way to show respect for the helikite of where he is and where he's going. And it brought to mind something on Yom HaZikaron this year, which is the day before Yom HaAtzma'ut. They have a day of remembrance, especially for the Chayalim. the people who helped Israel get its independence. And whether or not you celebrate that in particular, there was a speaker in the neighborhood. Kingsway Jewish Center had a program, and the speaker was a woman named Rabbanit Noah Lewis. You should look her up on YouTube. There are speeches by her. She's an astonishing person. She's really a tzaddikah. She's amazing. Noah, N-O-A, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. It was one of the most affecting speeches I ever heard. She is absolutely and completely Haredi and Orthodox. Rabbanit does not mean that she got some variety of smicha from some different kind of organized program. She's married to a Rav. Her husband is in the IDF and was called up for action. Many of her children are in the IDF and were called up for action. And a couple of years ago, with her children joining the army, entering the army like all Israelis do, she found a program that was offering Chevra Kadisha classes. And she became a woman who specialized in Chevra Kadisha, got all of the certificates, did all the study for it, and she became the female Chevra Kadisha person for the entire Israeli army, dealing with remains, dealing with chayalim who are wounded, killed, bringing them back, going through the morgue, doing the tahara, doing unbelievable. This is a mitzvah. The Chevra Kadisha mitzvah is one that can't be repaid. It's an unbelievable chesed shalemes. And on October 7th, when the massacres began, she was called in and she had to tell her family that she was the Chevra Kadisha because they didn't know. She didn't make a big deal out of it. And so she ran to identify the remains, as she said, of our children, not her personal family, but of Klal Yisrael's children, of the victims of the Hamas attacks and massacres that day, thousands of people. She said, it's in our DNA, identifying remains and halacha from Yaakov Avinu, when the Kisones Pasim, torn and bloody, was given to him. It's a thing beyond pain. It's talking about whether or not the person is dead or not and what has to be done. And she said, the uniform of the Kohen Gadol, she believes, is Kivayachal, the robe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made out of the blood of all of his children, of the Bnei Yaakov, who have been murdered over the centuries. And she said, in the big morgues that they had to set up outdoors to deal with all the huge torrent of bodies, she said she felt like it was Shmini Atzeret, she said. She was running to do right by the bodies like Kohanim, running all out on the Chagim at high speed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of a spirit of Yiras Hashem. And she described the gate, and it made me think, and that's when I started taking notes. Because I said, someday, I remember the Haftarah from HaChodesh, there's gates. She said, there's a gate into the morgue. And they call it the Sha'ar Mishpachot, the gate of families. And this is where the families are ushered in to see as little carnage as possible, to go directly to the bodies of their children who have been killed. And they come to identify the children's remains and to say farewell to them. And you don't go out the same gate that you came in. And that made me think, the idea that we are saying here, that you come in the Sha'ar Tzafon, you go out the Sha'ar Negev. The Jewish people have had, unfortunately, many gates of this kind over the millennia, let alone over the last 2 years. She said, what is simcha, she concluded, not just hugging your children or even learning Torah, it's being part of the eternity of the Jewish people. It's the love of chayim, of life, which is the core of the Jewish experience. And even with tsar, even in times of suffering, we remain true to our mission, our tafkid. V'omer loch b'damayi chayi, we said last time. And this is a woman who is living that and seeing the unthinkable and bringing a sense of honor and just cleansing the kapara that we're talking about here with the chatas by the nasi, the karbanei chatas which are being brought in the rededication of the third Beis HaMikdash. How many Jews over the millennia have died, still believing Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in the death camps in under Hitler, Stalin, Paro, Nebuchadnezzar? How many Jews Va'omer lach b'damayi chayi, over the millennia. So what we're learning here is we're learning eternity. We're learning the dream of Klal Yisrael for 3,500 plus years. And I really appreciated hearing her speak because it really gave me focus and purpose. Especially about Yechezkel. I was thinking about Yechezkel a lot while she was talking, because these are the eternal themes of what it means to be a Yid and what it means for us to be dedicated to Avodas Hashem, what Rabbi Breuer was always telling us, the mission of the Jewish people. And this is a very special sefer that tells us there's not just a past, but a future. And all of the Damayi Chayi means eventually Chayi. Eventually we're going to live. And we're going to live on with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way where all of this nonsense, New York City mayor candidates and Hamas and UN and Iran, and all of it will pass by as history when we get to that incredible moment that we've been waiting for and davening for so long.